I am recording.
That's what, like that's when one in of your studio, I like to think.
Yeah,
of it like,
that's one of your big ones these days.
I am recording.
No, it's one of your big ones. Feels good today. A beautiful day.
It does. It does. It truly, truly feels like Miami Beach out here.
I'm not trying to go to heaven just yet.
Nice. You know why I'm not trying to go there?
Why?
I'm already there.
So true. Actually, where you live, you are. On a day like this.
I don't need to go there.
I gotta change the.
I'm already here.
I gotta change
I'm
the height.
Here.
I gotta change the height of my camera.
How do you do that?
You have to move my computer. I got one of those stands, maybe that office people have.
Right. I need to get a mic stand like you have.
Yeah, but it's weird. Look at it.
You know what I was thinking though? I was watching.
What were you thinking?
I was watching somebody who has a podcast.
Nice.
And they have SM7s. And they don't have them so close to their mouths like we do, even though I know that's how you're supposed to use them.
Yeah,
but then
you
can see their faces more. So maybe we could collectively agree together to like move them down.
Try and it and see what it sounds like.
Well, I'd have to gain myself up, wouldn't I?
You're pretty gained up, pretty keyed up.
Right now I'm gained, but I don't want to get messed with the gain for this episode.
I might try right now. Hang on. How does it sound over here?
Well, it's quiet, but if you turn the gain up.
Yeah, but then you get a lot of background interference.
Well, that's true. Yeah, it sounds.
I'll try it. Hang on. My gain is, I'm cranked here on this Neve Pre. Hang on. Hello. That is cranked now.
Now back up.
Yeah, and I'm up and I'm far away.
Phenomenal.
Does that sound good? It's distorting a bit. Sibilance. Sibilance.
Well, I was watching Tim Heidecker and these guys, and they were like here, like just talking, sounded great. Like
that sounds weird.
Well, I know, but anyway, when I get the stand, maybe we could experiment a little more for like half an episode.
I mean, I've got and
because I want to see your face when I make the videos.
I'll use
more.
This. I'll use this instead. I'll use this one next episode. That I can put that in the other room if I wanted.
You go out and have a bite. Come back.
Get this Neumann going.
What else have I got up here? I could try this.
I could try this guy. Stevie Nicks, Mike.
Yeah. I mean, or, you know, we could put like one of the, maybe throw the cloud lifter into this thing or something.
Well, have you got a cloud lifter?
I do, yeah.
That's what I would use it for, to make your SM7 kind of more, have more
power. Yeah, and I might get a stand coming in a little more. Just
lower.
Yeah, coming in like that. And then we can see our beautiful faces, the people. I'm convinced that's the only reason our videos of ourselves talking aren't like huge
maybe.
And viral.
I could I think the to me it's the angle my face is at. It makes me look all weird. Like it's not bright enough in here. I'm gonna move my light. You see, it makes me look
I've got a lot of work to do.
I want everyone to know that I do
too.
Not have this. I'm pretty tight, you know. I like weigh 170. Like I'm
well,
6 foot
look
tall.
Great. I want to see more of you.
I don't want to
be the
I'm
mic,
not,
that's all.
Yeah,
that's all it
could
is.
Could be that.
Look at Ringo in that picture back there. How fucking cool
dude.
He looks, dude. That is insane.
I'm just reading, and I just was like, you know, we're just gonna have a chat. It's a beautiful day in Vancouver and Vancouver Island. Mm-hmm. Stunning. It's the first time I've seen the sun since I was in Valencia. I feel like so. I'm having a really nice day. What were you gonna say? You're gonna do some Spanish?
No, it's just funny how you're like. First time I've seen the sun, and I don't know. It's almost like you've just been in prison or something.
Yeah. And we just want to chat.
And I ain't seen the sun since I don't know when.
So much less pressure on these Sunday apps, you know, and you know the people who love you are listening. It's like you could put out anything.
Yeah, also I think just the weight lifted of the tournament.
Oh, I feel amazing.
Somebody put on the Discord, they were like, base championship next.
Kill
I'm
me.
Like, buddy... Give me a second here.
I'm reading here an interview with Sean Lennon from yesterday.
Sean Ono Lennon?
Yeah. You know, if you just type in the Beatles on like Google,
yeah.
I was thinking of starting to use Yahoo. Just try it out. It still exists.
See what kind of Beatles stuff comes
up
there.
We'll see if it's different.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking, you type in the Beatles and it's just like, there's always stuff in the news. So in the news, it's like right now, it's like...
Wake up, have a coffee, Google the Beatles.
That's what I did.
So you gotta see what happens.
I'll tell you what was in the news today. It was Ariana Grande's new album is inspired by the Beatles somehow.
Wow. That's amazing.
And then there was something about the three songs that made Paul McCartney cry his eyes out.
Of his own?
Nah, probably. No,
one three songs that he cried right after he wrote them. They're that good.
There was
Yesterday.
Just all of them. He's feeling himself. did you see that? I sent it to you on Instagram.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna rag on him right now. Like, it's
who, McCartney?
Yeah, a little bit. Because I, you know, what annoys me, Johnny?
What's that?
You get these Instagram videos of Paul McCartney being interviewed by his daughter in his house. Like, what does she do? Like,
some
not Stella. Stella's
that
fine.
Stuff is
but
cute.
What does
James.
She do? Her job is
she
filming.
Works for Paul McCartney.
And it's so funny because she films him and it'll be like, it's so rehearsed and the questions are so stupid and benign. It's like, what is your favorite vegetable? And then he'll answer, and it's obviously rehearsed and they've probably done this take. And then it pans back to her just being like, amazing man, just like amazing. Yeah. He loves broccoli.
Yeah.
I tell you what, he doesn't like vegetables as much as Brian Wilson.
That's like reminds me of
never written songs about them. He didn't open
on the song Vegetables by the Beach Boys.
I suppose
which
pretty,
is pretty that's
actually
pretty,
he might like them as much because Linda was really into vegetables.
He's big into vegetables.
Yeah.
What did he say? Broccoli was his favorite?
Yeah, it's his favorite.
See, you know, for me, James, you know, I'm going to take a bit of a controversial stand here on our show and say, I thought it's a little bit refreshing to hear him talk about vegetables and not just about the story of when he wrote Hey Jude.
Well, I'd like to hear him. You know what would be interesting to me?
What?
Is to hear him talk about what music he likes now. Like, Elton John's amazing at that. Like, Elton, he's got his show. Dylan, great at it, has his show.
He probably doesn't listen to new music, though, Paul.
Do you think he's ever listened to music since, like, 1964 other than his own music?
Motown and, like, Booker T. He's talked about that stuff. I don't think in the 70s at all. He doesn't seem like the type. He seems like he's into his own stuff.
Yeah, like Van Morrison. into himself.
But Van Morrison also was probably into early soul music.
Yeah.
And then once
then
he's
stopped.
Like, great, I'll take that stuff and then just kind of go from there. I'm sure Paul listened to the other Beatles music for sure.
Why are you on Facebook?
Woo!
Why do you need secondhand friends?
This fucking crushes. You know what? It holds up.
So good. It's
Why
so
Facebook?
Much better than any new Beatles music. Voice is better than ever.
He sounds the same. It's insane.
Yeah. Because he's full of passion about this topic. Here we go, baby. If I was in the studio doing this track, I'd be fucking amped up. Dude.
Amped up. Yeah. You know what? I think that, Mac DeMarco covers that. It's massive.
I know.
And it's only because he went a little bit pandemic kind of weird that he kind of blew his chances of that, I think.
Well, on
I
the
think.
Same album, there's some kind of race, some potentially
racy
problematic stuff.
What else have we got on it? On the album, Latest Record Project. Psychoanalyst's Ball, there's a song called. The Long Con.
Nice.
And then this is good. This is really good, actually. So we've got, Where Have All the Rebels Gone? That's the one he did with Clapton. Psychoanalyst's Ball, this is like, okay, we've got a theme here. No good deed goes unpunished. Tried to do the right thing. The Long Con. Big Lie, the song.
Yeah.
And then, Thank God for the Blues.
Nice. Thank God. There's that other one, Do You Want to Be a Slave, too.
Yeah,
that's really
Diabolical. Well, this is a 20, there's 29, 28 songs on
reminiscent
this.
Of his bank, like his like lawsuit
album. This one's
album,
tricky. They own the media. That.
That's
a tricky,
the bad
that's
one.
A
they
tricky
own
one.
The media. Yeah, they.
We've got Yeah, it's 20.
But why are you on Facebook? I'm not joking right now.
Yeah.
Not only do I like the song, I 100% agree with the lyrical message.
Yeah.
I'm saying it out loud on public, whatever, radio.
You're taking a hot take that you're going to get in flight with by saying you don't like Facebook. I think it's pretty,
I'm pretty saying standard. I know. Can't speak to the lyrics of They Own the Media.